How does your receiving core change with old Wes?
You know, he's a leader. He's a guy that, you know, first off, means a lot to us as a teammate. And, you know, we have his back. You know, we're here for him. You know, it's a tough time, but, you know, we all got to pull together. You know, they always say, you know, it's next man up, and that's just the reality of this business. So we're going to depend on everybody to do a little bit more and anxiously await him getting back.
What surprised you when you heard his name?
You know, I think it's kind of hard to be surprised in this business. I mean, everybody goes through things in life, and we always say we're a family here. And, you know, you're not surprised when your family falls on tough times. You're just there for them, and you give them as much support as you can.
You personally put on yourself, say, I'm going to do a little bit more, try to do a little bit better out there?
I mean, absolutely. I think that, you know, like I said, you know, we treat everybody like brothers. And, you know, when your brother's going through something, everybody else in the family has to do a little bit more, put a little bit more on their plate. And, you know, as a guy that is a veteran and hopefully a leader on this team, I'm going to look to do all I can to help fill that void.
A year ago when he went out with a concussion, you had guys that were able to, Tammy, Bubba, you had guys that were able to step in successfully for him.
And that's what it's all about. We know we have a very talented team, and we know we're deep at a lot of positions, and we know that we'll still find guys to throw the ball to. We'll still find a way to be a great offense, and everybody's going to have to do just a little bit extra and step up.
Coach Fox said Wes was here briefly this morning. Did he meet with the team? Did he say anything to you guys before he left?
You know, Wes just, you know, wanted us to all know how important this team is to him, how much we mean to him, and what he's gonna do when he gets back. You know, there's nothing he can do to change where he's at right now, but we know that when he comes back, you know, he'll be a man on a mission, and we're looking forward to embracing him when that day comes.
Julius, can you talk about this Colts team? I mean, they were physical last year. Are you expecting the same type of Colts defense?
Absolutely. I think that last year, you know, they created a lot of pressure, and that's something that, you know, we have to clean up. You know, that's something that we can't allow. You know, we want 18 to stand back there and have a clear view of all those guys out there to throw the ball to. So, you know, as a member of somebody that helps protect Peyton, I know that we're taking it upon ourselves to go out there and make sure we keep a clean pocket for him.
Without getting into specifics, Julius, how much does the game plan change with Wes not being there and everything else?
Well, I mean, the great part about our offense is every guy has to know every position. You know, we don't get to just learn X or Y or F or Z. We all have to go out there and know every spot. So, it's not too hard to just ask somebody else to say, hey, you take this spot on this play, you take this spot on this play. So I think we're going to continue to do the things that we want to do as an offense and what we expect out of ourselves.
Julius, given the news on Welker, was Peyton any more intense than usual at practice today?
I think I've said it a lot of times before. I don't think he gets more intense. It's not a switch that he dials up and dials down. It's always all the way to the max. No, he was just as intense as he always is.
So, Julius, if you line up more as a slot receiver now, and then you go into your contract negotiation, might you use that?
You know, I didn't think about that. I'm sure that somebody will have something to say about that. But for me, I'm not really thinking about that right now. I think that the business side of football is the business side, and that'll be addressed when it comes time. But right now, man, I'm excited for the first week of football. You know, it's kickoff weekend, so that's all my mind's on right now.
Is this like Christmas Eve for you, basically?
Absolutely. You know, for the fans, they're like, man, you know, football's been gone for so long, but for us, we've been doing it. We've been standing out here in the sun for months and months working, growing as a team. So we're looking forward to getting out there and getting the games that count.
Julius, though, is it disappointing that there seems to be all this foolishness happening at the last second before the season starts?
You know, I don't know. I think in life, you know, Foxy always tells us you're dealing with two things. You're either dealing with prosperity or adversity. And, you know, it may not always make it outside of this locker room, but, you know, I'm not unaccustomed to having to deal with a little adversity in my life. It's something that it's always going to come up. It's going to happen. And when it does, you know, that's what makes us professional athletes. And it wasn't always an easy road. It wasn't always, you know, just wake up and roll the balls out there and be great. You know, a lot of us had to fight through trials and tribulations, and none of that's going to change, and it's not foreign for us.
Julius,